Patriot NFL player Rob Gronkowski broke a world record catching a football dropped from a helicopter hovering over him 182 metres off the ground. Fev said, yeah, I can do that. So this week, Fev is going to have a helicopter hovering over him 198 metres above the ground. Now, the biggest question that everybody's been asking us, and we haven't really had an answer to this question, is how dangerous is this? How badly could you get hurt, Fev?
Can't be that bad.
And we thought we've got to go straight to the top here. The only person we trust when it comes to science, Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl Grusnicki, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Dr. Fifi, Dr. Fev. Oh, you're so brave. And Dr. Nick.
G'day, Dr. Carl.
Yep. G'day. Dr. Carl, we've been telling everyone all weekend that we will speak to you before we go ahead with this because, I mean, we're talking 198 metres. Fev will be marking a gridiron football. How dangerous is this?
Well, you need to know the terminal velocity. Isn't that a chilling term? Terminal. Mm. So you've got two forces acting on the ball. You've got the suck of gravity and you've got the resistance of the wind. Now, we do know that for a cat, the terminal velocity is around 100 kilometres per hour.
Yeah.
Fev, how close is this to a cat in size?
A cat. A ball, yeah, like a cat. Is it smaller than a cat? Or?
Depends how big your cat is.
Yeah, average cat.
Yeah, it'd be about the same. A little bit smaller?
Yeah, a bit lighter.
Bit smaller and lighter, probably. Depends.
Okay, so I'm reckoning that the terminal velocity is going to be about 100 kilometres an hour,
yeah,
which is still enough to damage your fingers.
Yeah, you know, I'll break your head. That's okay.
Okay, right. So are you wearing your helmet?
They want me to.
Yeah, he's in all
to.
Safety gear, Dr. Carl.
Orange stack hat.
Okay. They want me to.
Okay, now here's the other thing. Believe it or not, we do not know how people catch a ball. We don't know what's going on in their mind. And we discovered this way back in the early days when the Americans and the Russians tried to start matching spacecraft together in space. And they realized that nobody had ever worked it out. There had been a few people trying, and they were coming up with things like they try to keep the angle of their upward gaze constant when you're trying to catch a baseball. And then another one was that you're trying to move yourself so that the image of the ball on the retina appears to go straight up and at a constant rate. And then other people are saying that the catcher tries to constantly change their speed so that their gaze stays constant or it varies with the exponential function of the angular size of the target. There are so many different theories and we haven't got the full answer. But the thing is that you're relying on training and muscle memory, but normally for you, the ball used to come horizontally across from somebody, but then you would try to catch the high catchers, wouldn't you?
That's right, Doc. So this ball, if everything goes well, will be spiraling down because it's an NFL ball. It won't be floating. Hopefully it'll be spiraling. That's what you'd hope because that's the way that this ball tends to go in the air. So I was thinking when the ball comes down, I'm going to let the first two drop to get the sense of where it's going to land. And then I'm going to go with it with my whole body and crouch down and sort of mark it on my chest. That's how I'm going to sort of do it.
Okay. Now, when you say spiral, you mean like a spiral staircase?
Like a torpedo.
Hang on. Wait.
The ball will be spinning.
Oh, it'll be spinning, but it won't be traveling through a spiral pathway like a staircase. It'll be just coming straight down, but it will be spinning.
Yeah, it's dropped from a helicopter in
okay,
the middle of the sky.
Okay, that makes it a bit easier. Yeah. You've got to have a few goes at it. Mate, I think that's an amazing thing to try and do. What happened in the previous case when they tried to catch the ball? Did they have a few goes at it?
Yes.
He had a few goes. Yeah, he missed it.
He got it on his third go.
Yeah, so they say.
An NFL player, Rob Gronkowski, who still plays in the NFL.
And what did he say that it felt like when he caught it? Was it moving faster than
like
the ball would in normal play?
But he only did it at 188 metres. I'm doing it at 198.
Soft.
I think you've still got that terminal velocity thing. In fact, it could be that it's like, oh, my God, I don't want to say this, but I will. It's almost that it could be easier because it's not going to go any faster and it gives you more time, only a few tenths of a second, to mark the ball. Maybe.
So Dr. Carl, then. Somebody, in fact, we had Andy Lee on the show the other day, and he said, if, and I'd like to know the answer to this, if Fev missed a ball going that fast, would it bury itself in the ground? Like, you know how you see on cartoons?
It's only about, it all depends on the softness of the ground. If it's wet and squishy, yeah. But it's probably only going about 100 kilometres an hour. Do you have with you a radar gun to track the speed of the ball?
We'll get one of those. If
I reckon Gronkowski's. It was going about 160, I reckon. It was 160 to 170.
Oh, okay, so it was 160 to 170
Ks. Yeah.
Oh man, there's a lot of energy in that.
Oh.
Yeah, so a lot of energy in fever.
Should he be doing this, Dr. Carl? Should he be doing this? Is this maybe too dangerous?
Life is risky. look, as long as you protect your head, I reckon that's the main thing.
There's nothing there to protect, brother.
And yeah, there is, and there's also so long as you don't. Well, breaking another finger's not that bad.
Nah, I've broken them all before. Yeah, I'll be ready for it. I was thinking maybe it might break my forearm or a couple of fingers. That'll be all right.
160 Ks is a lot of speed. It'd be good to get a radar gun on it, man. I think that'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Dr. Carl, this is great. I feel like we've now gone to the top dog to find out how dangerous this is. We could have some broken fingers. We might get this radar gun going.
Well, this is my goal, Boxy. My goal is obviously to catch it.
Yes.
But the reason I'm doing it is because I love operations. I love the anesthetic. So if I can break something and have an op and catch it and break the world record, I've
double
won.
Double win.
It's a double win.
Is your favourite bit the bit where they say, please count back from 10?
Oh, man, it's the best. Your whole body goes tingly and cold and you go, ooh, and you're out. It's the what a feeling. He's lost for words, Dr.
I know,
Carl.
Because most people, that's their mortal fear, and you love it. But Dr. Carl, thank you for joining us, and please get around Dr. Carl's new book, The Little Book of Climate Change Science. It's out now. Great gift idea, and we love hearing everything you know, Dr. Carl. In fact, well, I wish we could get you there on the day.
We'll see what we can do. Look, Dr. Fev, look, my daughter loves Aussie Rules so much that she can recognise a certain team that she follows. She can recognise a player's, wait for it, by their arm muscles.
Oh,
she would have known me then.
Yeah.